Today, as Mara mentioned, Senator John Edwards officially announced his candidacy for the Democratic presidential nomination. Edwards has unofficially been campaigning since January. Polls in the key states of Iowa and New Hampshire show him running in the middle of the pack. Today, in his hometown of Robbins, North Carolina, he sought to energize his campaign. NPR's Adam Hochberg was there.
To officially begin his campaign, Senator Edwards used a carefully chosen backdrop. He spoke in front of the old textile mill where his father worked, a plant that, like hundreds throughout the South, now is closed. The senator gestured toward the huge abandoned building as he declared himself the candidate of the middle class.
When I am president of the United States, I will fight for the people my father worked with in this mill. They are the heart and soul of America, and we need a president that will stand up for those people. That is what this presidential race is about.
Edwards became wealthy as a trial lawyer before he was elected to the Senate in 1998. But today he emphasized his modest background in this rural town. He promised free tuition for college students who are willing to work for it, proposed incentives for companies to create jobs, and said the tax system should be restructured.
We should get rid of tax cuts for the very wealthiest Americans and use that money to reward work. Under my plan, we'll give tax cuts to help working families buy a home, to help them build a retirement, to own a piece of the rock. We will get this economy moving again by getting middle-class incomes growing again.
Edwards began campaigning last winter with a reputation as an up-and-coming Democrat. At 50 years old, he's articulate, affable, and, according to People magazine, America's sexiest politician. Still, he's struggled to distinguish himself from his competitors. He lacks John Kerry's war background, Dick Gephardt's ties to organized labor, or Joe Lieberman's name recognition. And political scientist Andrew Taylor at North Carolina State University says Howard Dean has especially hurt Edwards' momentum.
Edwards came into the contest as a fresh face, as someone who was new, who was forward-looking. But Dean completely undercut him on that. Dean is the one who's won over the people who are looking for a change within the party. And Edwards has not really been able to capture that constituency at all.
Taylor says for Edwards to revive his campaign, he must finish near the top in Iowa and New Hampshire, then win outright in South Carolina, which holds its primary February 3rd. Along with Bob Graham, Edwards is one of two Southerners in the race, with Wesley Clark likely to become the third. Taylor says South Carolina could make or break Edwards' campaign.
He was born in South Carolina. It is, of course, a neighboring state to North Carolina. Unfortunately for him at the moment, polls show that he is second to undecided in South Carolina. But that is his firewall, and he needs to do well there.
Last week, Edwards announced he won't seek re-election to the Senate in 2004 so he can concentrate on running for president. The decision spares him from a potentially tight Senate race against a well-funded Republican, Congressman Richard Burr. And analysts say he can take more liberal positions on issues without worrying it might backfire in North Carolina. Michael Munger chairs the political science department at Duke University.
It certainly was more difficult for him before he dropped out of the Senate race because he still had to make the appearance of caring for the home folk, showing up for important votes. So this makes it easier for him. He's not now obliged to show up for those votes, and he can take positions that are calculated to appeal to more national audience.
Great speech. Thank you. Thank you very much. Great to see you.
In Robbins today, Edwards was less eager to discuss political strategy than bask in the optimism of a sunny day with friends and supporters. Never deviating from his campaign message, he predicted his candidacy will gain momentum as more voters learn about what he called his small-town values. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.